This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, happy Wednesday. Let's get through the middle of the week with some good news. It's the best way to kick off the show. And I always like when Kevin brings in the good news, because Kevin's a good news kind of guy. And Kevin's got a good news story today.
Yeah, I love this story, too, because it's about another police officer using their very own money to help out a complete stranger.
Wow. All right, we'll find out what happened next on the Brett Megas Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Police officer in Pittsburgh named Stephen Harris used his own money to help a complete stranger get back home. A hearing-impaired man who didn't speak English was stuck at a Greyhound station trying to get to Montreal, Canada, and he didn't have enough money to get there.
Harper.
So, through the help of a translator, using it on the phone, Officer
wow.
Harris was able to discover the problem and find a solution.
Wow.
So what he did was he took his phone out, was able to translate, and was like, I got an idea. How about I just use my bank card and pay the $113 to buy you a ticket home?
You can imagine the feeling that that man must have felt. Like, he must have felt so completely lost, language barriers, misunderstood, confused. That is probably one of the worst feelings ever. And the translate for the phone thing works all the time. For my brother-in-law is married to families in Brazil. Their family's from Brazil. And then when they came and visit, everyone got together with her parents who don't speak English, and they did multiple dinners together, and they felt like the flow was never really interrupted. They just had the phones out. The phones would translate it really quickly.
Crazy.
And they felt like it was just regular speed of conversation. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Somebody asked him, Officer Harris, why'd you do it? And he said, we're supposed to be good men. Good men helping other good men.
Wow.
That's it.
That is a powerful quote. Thank you for sharing, Kevin. Now that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Megas Show. So Emmys are this weekend, and that means TV shows are starting to be back with their premieres and stuff like that. You sit yourself on the couch, put on your favorite TV show, and what is your snack of choice?
You know, I kind of struggled with this one because I don't really sit down to watch like a TV series all that often. So I was thinking, what do I like to eat when I like watch the news at night?
The news.
And for me, it's vanilla wafers. They're just so good. You end up eating the whole box. I would rather eat that than like chips because I don't like having stuff on my fingers.
I almost asked, like, sweet or savory, would you consider vanilla wafers sweet?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like
it's like a dessert.
It's like a cookie chip, though. Like, it's like, it is sweet, but like, it's not like a traditional cookie.
So when you say that sweet or savory,
yeah,
I go with sweet, and it's caramel corn. And
really?
Specifically.
Like popcorn?
Yes, like popcorn.
And he said caramel. Like, he makes a real fancy
caramel
corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the chicka boom boom, and it's so good.
Really? All right.
7 calories a bowl.
Nice.
I think I'm going to say the Ruffles chips with the French onion dip.
Wow. Whoa. I like that's a good
that's
summer
filling
snack.
Too.
That's good.
I like that outside at the summer when we're barbecuing. Mm-hmm. I like that. I don't know. It's just, like, I didn't think of it as like a TV show watching.
Yeah, I feel like if you had that on your couch, Brett, your kids would spill it.
Probably.
We need something more clean.
Oreos, cookies and milk.
Oh. Ooh.
Like,
yes.
I would
We're
probably
kind of on
go
the same
sweet.
Wavelength.
Yeah, like, or like a good cookies and milk and your favorite TV show, and then all your stresses just disappear.
The polls are...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are open. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Right now, let's see what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah will either tell me, "Yeah, keep it moving," or she'll say, I need to hear details on this. I'll read a headline. Here we go. The simple task that can eliminate 95% of germs in your house.
Okay, looking for all solutions here.
So you can stop wasting your time sanitizing your own home. Cleaning experts say if you just take off your shoes and wash your hands as soon as you come into the house, it eliminates 95% of the germs. Take off your
95?
Shoes.
95?
Wow. Yeah, and just wash your hands. People just don't wash their hands when they walk in the door.
Hmm.
Yeah. Short attention span hits an all-time low.
What does that mean?
That now we can only pay attention for things for how long do you think until you get bored on something?
1.3 seconds.
8 seconds.
Oh, okay.
8 seconds. It used to be 12. Hannah's attention span is only 1 second.
Yeah. She's I'm the already, one that brings the average down.
Yeah, she's like, what did he just say? What was that line? I already forgot it. She's like a worse than a goldfish over here. The 2025 American Dream will cost you how much?
How much?
$5 million.
Oh!
Typical middle class person will have to make about $5 million. Home ownership costing about $1 million. Retirement and savings, healthcare, raising kids, purchasing new cars.
Wow.
Literally says to be comfortable, you will need to have two college educated, dual income families to make it with bachelor's degrees, or you probably just cannot make the American dream come true anymore.
Oh my God.
Rip the American dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of expensive things, what's the price of love?
Keep it moving. We can't take any more money. All right. Can't even think about money. It costs money to think about money.
Can't think about love either. Clearly, I thought you just want to know how much does my love cost me with me and my new relationship, but no. All right. How about this? Things a burglar doesn't want you to know.
Ooh, what?
Oh, I'm out of time.
No, I love burglars.
This is Hannah's biggest fear.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Becky, how are you?
I'm fine.
You sound excited to play against
you
Hannah.
You sound more than fine.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to play. I've been trying forever.
Okay, uh-oh. Becky, do you think you're going to beat her and then go down as the best forever?
Oh my gosh, I hope so.
All right, I feel
it. I'm pretty good on pop culture.
The GOAT, Becky versus Hannah. All right, Hannah, leave the room so we can answer Becky 5 pop culture questions, all right?
All right.
All right, Hannah's leaving, taking a bowl of cottage cheese with her, Becky. All right, here's 5 pop culture questions. I'll ask you guys the same questions. So when Hannah leaves the room, she can't hear the questions. And if a tie happens, Hannah does get the win. So we got to get more than her, okay?
Okay.
Howard Stern pranked everyone the other day, saying that someone had taken over his show, even started the show saying, "Hey, this is me, and I'm now taking over."
I don't know. Stephen Colbert.
Okay. It was Andy Cohen. What TV show does Andy Cohen actually host?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like you stepped on a Lego or something.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Might want to watch what you're saying.
I know. It's Watch What Happens Live.
Yes. I actually think one of Kevin's hits worked there. Yes. I think that actually triggered it. Good job, Kev. All right. Season 51 of this sketch comedy series just announced its final cast, made some big changes. It premieres on Saturday, October 4th. What is the show called?
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
Like you said, like panic mode.
Really listen to the question.
Yeah. Yes.
51 years. It's been around for 51 years.
And it premieres on Saturday, October 4th.
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Yes. All right, this is a tricky one.
Okay.
Who is hosting the Emmys this upcoming weekend?
Oh, my God. Sabrina Carpenter. I have no idea.
She should host it. Right.
She'd be
fun.
Funny.
Yeah, all right. All right. And Dwayne Johnson said that he is focused on doing more serious roles. That's actually why he's losing all the weight. He's going to lose all the weight. Said he's got a lot more to go. He's going to take a step back from wrestling. What was his wrestler's name?
The Rock.
The Rock. All right. Three out of five, Becky. Not a bad showing. Let's see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in here in one song, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we brought in Hannah back into the room. We were having so much fun with Becky. Becky is awesome.
I could see you guys from the windows just heads back, laughing, having a jolly old time.
We wanted to play a couple of extra songs just for Becky to hang out with Becky, actually. When the song was playing, Hannah got to stand outside the room when we played Hannah's homeschool. Five pop culture questions. Becky answered them, and I'm going to ask you the same ones, Hannah. You couldn't hear the laughs we were having or the answers. Becky, tell her how many you got right.
3 out of 5.
Okay, pretty good.
All right.
No, that's a terrible showing.
I still got faith in you.
That's me on my best day, really.
All right, tie does go towards Hannah, so she gets a measly 3 out of 5. She will get the win, though. Howard Stern pranked everyone the other day, saying someone had taken over his show. Who was that someone?
Yeah, I felt bad for this prank. It was Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen. what TV show does Andy Cohen actually host?
It's like the recap of all the Housewives shows. Watch What Happens Live?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's really a recap of, it's just like his like own talk show, but... Somehow you got there.
Yeah.
Somehow I got there.
Yeah. All right. Season 51 of this sketch comedy series just announced its final.
SNL.
Yes. Who is hosting the Emmys?
Sorry,
you're supposed to cover the Emmys in your holiday hashtag.
Correct.
And you should know this person.
Why?
I'll tell you afterwards. Yeah. Can't give you any more hints. I think your boyfriend will be disappointed in you.
Okay, I'm going to say LL Cool J. I know that's not right.
He just hosted the live.
I know. He was another host. Maybe he did so good they just like double booked him.
No, it is not LL Cool J. What comedian are you going to see?
Nate Bargatze.
Yeah. And he is hosting the Emmys. You have tickets to go see this
Dang,
man.
Yeah, and it's going to be like right around that time, too. Wow, we're lucky.
I guess you didn't even know he was hosting the Emmys.
Wow.
Big fan over here, Hannah.
I'll have to text my boyfriend then. That's cool.
Dwayne Johnson said he is focused on doing more serious roles. It's one of the reasons he's losing all the weight. Says he has a lot more to go. He's going to step back from wrestling. What was his wrestler's nickname?
The Rock.
The Rock. 4 out of 5.
Woo!
All right, Becky, it wasn't the greatest show, and Hannah did get the win.
Yeah, she always gets the win.
Becky, you got to say, this is Becky and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Becky and I just got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you get the Mega Mind question of the day correct here on the Brett Maga Show. Experts say 70% of us do this weekly, but only about 30% of us actually admit it. What do you do that most people don't really admit, Hannah?
Get fast food?
Fast food. 70% of us get fast food. Only 30% of us admit it.
I think it's speed.
Oh.
Never Kevin.
I feel like everyone admits that.
And everyone speeds except for Kevin.
Kevin doesn't admit it or do it.
Yeah.
mine kind of goes along with Hannah, but I'm going to say they break their diet.
Break their diet? Mm. Okay, we all laughed at Kevin, but Kevin's the closest. Mm-hmm. Experts say 70% of us do this weekly, but only 30% of admit it. Kevin was the closest. See if you can figure it out. 855-444-MEGA if you want to text in a guess. 855-444-6342. Give the answer next.
Mega Minds.
It's time to do the Bragamind question of the day answer here on the Brett Mega Show. Experts say 70% of us do this weekly, but only 30% of us actually admit it or brave enough to admit it. What is it?
Okay, teacher Katie says drive through a red light. The musician family texted in and said park illegally. Teacher Suzanne, my girl, she said gamble.
Drive through a red light. 70% of us drive through a red light. Only 30% of us are like, no, I never run red lights.
I run a red light every morning.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Getting here.
I run a red light almost every single morning too. There's an area where it just sits there forever. And I feel like there's nobody there. It's like getting out of my like subdivision. I'm like, I can't do this.
Red light does take forever. Yeah, you should run that.
Yeah, it takes forever. Coming up, we'll recommend a TV show that everyone has to watch. We all have different recommendations for you. Next, if you were to recommend a TV show, like somebody, even an acquaintance, comes up to you and is like, hey, is there a TV show you'd recommend for anyone to watch? What TV show would it be? 855-444-MEGA. If there's a TV show that you would recommend to anyone, 855-444-6342. I'm not asking for your favorite TV show. Emmys are this weekend where they can kind of give the awards for the best TV shows. I'm not even asking for the best TV show. The Emmys did make me think of this, but I feel like some of the best TV shows like Severance is nominated for the most awards this Emmys. I think you have to like be a Severance type of person. Would you recommend Severance?
I wouldn't recommend that to all of my friends. Right. Only specific friends.
There are TV shows that I feel like are universally recommended. Like, oh, I'm looking for a new show. Like, anybody loves it. I'll go first. For me, it's Ted Lasso. It's so light. It is so easy to digest. It is one of the best first seasons I've ever seen of a show. By season three, it kind of gets a little heavy and like, oh my God, I thought this used to be a comedy. But the first season, everyone I've ever recommended to, they're obsessed with it. Like, this is the best show ever.
You
it's
have
so
always
good.
Talked about that one.
It wouldn't be my number one show, but it's my number one recommended show. If you were looking for a TV show.
People are always recommending Ted.
Yeah. You can't go wrong. Yeah. Everyone will like it. It's an impossible show to hate. You might not love it the same as other people, but I think it's impossible to hate. So I would choose Ted Lasso.
I'm going to go, I had to really think outside of the box here because I really have only ever watched Grey's Anatomy, but I did end up watching another series. This one's from Netflix, and I would say it would be good for everybody, and I'm going to say Outer Banks.
Really?
Outer Banks?
That's everybody? Funny to me.
Yes, because Outer Banks hits a lot of like different genres, I feel like. It has romance in it. It's definitely almost like a thriller at times. It's scary at times. All right. It's a mystery. I feel like it hits so many different genres that it would be good for a lot of people.
I mean, I like that show. So.
I watched the trailer for Outer Banks and then like followed it because it did get decently big. Like, yeah, it kind of got big. But I always avoided it because it felt like a teen romance novel.
I'll Die like, on the Hill. It gets intense.
I think everyone in it is actually a good actor.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've had people disagree with me, but I think they're believable.
There's times where I've been scared watching it.
All right, Kevin, you watch more TV. Or no, AB. It's really close.
I struggled with this.
Because you watch so much.
Well, and there was like three that came to mind because I was looking at everybody, like family entertainment.
Yeah.
Like you would gather everybody around to watch, okay? So the three I came to, and then I'll tell you.
Oh, boy.
These are the three.
Kevin,
I
feel like one of them is going to be what I wrote down.
I think you're right. I think that's my number one.
Okay.
So I'll say the first one. You guys have the
same wavelength. And my best friend just texted me
exactly what I'm about to say.
Look, okay. You guys are both looking at each other and like doing like
so I'm like, for,
like the Spider-Man meme.
For if you want true family entertainment that's about a good family, Little House on the Prairie. It still holds
your wife's favorite show.
It is an excellent show. They're going to reboot that on Netflix or on Disney rather. And I still believe that's a great show. It teaches lessons.
Holds the test of time.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And well acted and everything. Then I thought, okay, let's go a little more to now. If you want really family adventure, The Mandalorian. It really is good.
Is that what Kevin made us all watch?
Oh, yes. Kevin made us all watch The Mandalorian.
And so
making,
on brand.
They're making a movie. They're having Mandalorian Grogu, you know, Baby Yoda. That's coming out. So this will get you ready for that. You'll get to know these characters. But the one I settled on, I bet you, AB, you're on the same wavelength. Abbott Elementary.
No, that's not what actually.
I was
people
like,
love Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary is like a cross between The Office and probably that new, you know, The Paper. It's that mockumentary type style.
Of a school, right?
Really?
Yes, yes. And I thought about, you know, Modern Family and that type of aspect
that's
as
what
well.
I chose.
That's it, too.
Okay,
that's
Modern Family is a good choice.
Okay, that's a good one. That's because a
Because
really
it's
good,
good from the very first episode, which anytime I'm recommending a TV show to somebody, it always sucks. And I'm like, well, the first season isn't that great, or the first couple
it picks
episodes.
Up, yeah.
Yes, the first episode is so funny. It's feel good. It's short. You can find, like, some of the episodes I feel like were pulled straight from my house. And I feel like everybody has an episode like that.
Okay, if there's a TV show that you would recommend, what would it be? 855-444-MEGA. Not like your favorite TV show, but like, hey, any acquaintance is asking, hey, what TV show should I watch? You would choose what? 855-6342. We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. If there was a TV show that you would recommend to anyone, what would it be? Not like your favorite TV show, not like, oh, this is the best you've ever seen. Because sometimes I'll like recommend like Newsroom to like Hannah and AB. I'm like, you guys got to watch Newsroom.
It's been years of you recommending that.
Yes, it has.
Best show I've ever seen.
Or like Game of Thrones. It's a great show, but it's not for everybody.
But it's not. Yeah, you have to be like that type of person to like it. And so what is a universal show that, I mean, I just recommend as anyone. Such a good show. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Emmys are this weekend where they like highlight the best in TV. So what are your, some of your favorite TV shows? Carol, what TV show would you recommend to anyone?
I thought New Girl, just because you can like keep track of the storyline, or you can just like watch it in the background and it's just funny.
That was the first thing that came to my mind, because that's probably my most rewatched show ever.
Really?
But season one isn't the best. And so that's why I'm like, well, if I'm going to recommend a show to somebody, it'd be like in season four.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's why I didn't say New Girl.
All right. I like New Girl, don't love New Girl, but I do think it's like one of those like, oh, it could be universally liked by all. There's some good text messages, Hannah.
Yeah, there's one I actually disagree with. Martin texted in and said The Hunting Wives. I do not think that show is for everyone. That is one of the most sexually charged shows I've ever... I love the show.
Anna specifically told me, I don't think you should watch it.
No, I don't think it's for everyone. I mean, that
she
is like a...
She said you weren't sexy.
No, yeah, that is exactly not what she said. A show that you can even watch in the living room. You need to like watch that alone somewhere by yourself.
Julian,
I don't recommend that to everybody.
Julian has a similar type of show.
Julian?
Yeah, which is Hannah's boyfriend's name. Julian, what a...
This is not my boyfriend on the phone, right?
Oh, no, it's not your boyfriend.
I know.
Julian.
It's Dexter.
Dexter.
Huh.
I don't know if that's for everyone, but that is a great show. I mean,
yeah,
there's some...
I don't know
what it's about.
Something you can... It's just like something you can have in the background. Like, it's like you're a fish on a hook. You can't get away. Like, it's about a guy that has a normal life. Or portrays a normal life, but he's a serial killer.
Right.
Dexter,
I didn't know that.
Do you never know what Dexter's about?
No.
Dexter's honestly one of the, like, you cannot stop watching it. It is such a good suspense thriller. I actually got into Dexter Resurrection because it's gotten such good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm hooked. Right now I'm having three baby era, and I can't stop watching Dexter. It's so good, but it's definitely not a show you can recommend to ever.
It's really
he's
not.
A serial killer.
Exactly. But that Trinity Killer storyline is one of the best storylines
season
on
four.
TV. Yes.
Season four is probably one of the best best seasons of a TV series maybe ever.
And the ending, blow you away.
Gretchen, what's a more universal TV show that everyone can get into?
Yeah, so I love The Good Place. Because it's funny, but it's not like cringy, because some people really hate the cringy thing, but it's funny. It has twists and turns that you're not expecting. There's a little bit of romance, and also like for rewatchability, it's only four seasons. So it's not like Grey's Anatomy where you've committed your whole life to it. So,
yeah, your whole life. For
I
real.
Forget about that show. The Good Place is amazing.
I watched the first season.
Yeah.
It was like weirdly goody, and then they like have the weird swears they can't say.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, do not spoil the end.
No, I don't know. But like, you can't swear, right? like, what's the swear words?
Yeah,
because
they're in The Good Place.
Yeah.
So they say fork.
Fork. Yep, that's what I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what can they, what is the word they use all the time? Yeah, they use fork for everything.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Okay, it most definitely wasn't on my 2025 bingo card to have Hillary Duff, like, rise from the dead, basically. So if you know, you know, Hillary Duff absolutely owned the late 90s and early 2000s. She's Lizzie McGuire. She's pop star girly. Everybody loves Hillary Duff. But we haven't seen or heard anything from her in like a decade. She's, you know, just been like living outside of the spotlight until now. She posted on Instagram yesterday that she's coming back into the music scene. It was like the cutest little pictures of her in studio. She looks so good. I loved seeing pictures of her. And that's not even all. She's also apparently getting a docuseries with like Atlantic Records. This is awesome. And it's going to show like the transition of her getting back into the spotlight, being a mom, getting back like on the saddle, if you will, and like getting ready to perform live for the first time in over a decade. And so she's back, baby.
I don't know why we're bashing Hillary Duff here. She's been in the spotlight.
Love her. You love her. That's
I love
why.
Hillary.
Brett, she's never left Brett's spotlight.
She was in that show Younger, which I watched all of, and yeah. She was awesome in it.
But she hasn't been...
She was
released,
busy
the
music.
Talk of the town.
Music. We haven't talked about her.
Okay,
yeah.
Music is crazy. I grew up listening to her.
Yeah.
I love her music.
This is what dreams are made of.
Okay, I interviewed Hillary Duff when she was doing her music, and I was kind of like, I like no Lizzie McGuire like it, but like I was blown. I was so annoyed because like the interview was like I had to come back to the radio studio. I was like, I don't want to come back for Hillary Duff. Nicest human ever, like nice. So warm, so welcoming. I was like, wow.
Good looking.
Like, I was blown away and by her. I was so impressed. But I remember thinking after the interview, I'm like, she is the nicest person ever. I don't know any of her music.
Oh my gosh, I know
none
all
of her
of
songs
her music.
Like, popped,
I
right?
used to have her CDs and
none
I would pop those in
big,
our little
though,
radio.
Right?
So yesterday, Let the Rain Fall.
Yes,
yeah,
Kev.
Yeah,
oh, let the rain fall.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think she's a great actress. Love her in that stuff. I am shocked she's going back to music because I didn't think her music was very good. Sounds
she's
like
going awesome. Back to both her roots, music and TV.
She's never left TV.
I don't know. Not big.
But I guess I have been put in my place. Her mm-hmm. music was excellent by everyone in the room.
Yes.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Jump in on this conversation and let us know if Hannah's on the verge of being rude to the rest of the Brett Mega Show here. When you heat up food at the office, what is like the office etiquette? Can you take it into a universal area, like at a cubicle? Hannah wants to start like making breakfast casseroles that probably stink and then bring them back into a small studio and the rest of us would have to smell it. Would that be considered rude? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. I mean, girls got to eat. But also, do we have to smell it when you work in a close proximity of other people? What's the office etiquette?
Yeah, so I'm a big back. I'll be the first one to admit it. I love my food. This is like, you know, morning time, breakfast time. And you guys know I've been big on my cottage cheese kick, but I wanted to switch it up and do an egg casserole in the morning. I think it'd be easier to like keep here at work. And apparently it might be a problem.
It's so rude.
I'm all for it.
It's the rudest thing ever.
This seems like something that I'm surprised I'm not already doing.
I know. Isn't it a perfect idea?
Yes.
Terrible idea. You can't.
We can split it.
You immediately said something to Kevin as soon as you walked in, like, why does it smell like alcohol in here? Because Kevin had some wipes. When
no,
you work in close proximity, you have to heat up food and then leave it in the break room.
I think the only reason you're against this is because you don't eat anything during the show.
No, I think this is office etiquette. Like, not really about the food. You cannot, I think, in any office, not just like a radio studio that is like smaller. We work in like really, it's like a 5x5 box. But like, if you work in an office and you heat up the food and then you take it back to your cubicle and then you work in like a next, like the person next to you.
When else am I supposed to eat?
That's rude. You got to eat during.
Before.
Before,
yeah,
after.
Or after.
We got a long show. I'm a hungry girl.
You can't. And then you got to eat non-sticky foods. You can't. There's things you cannot heat up in an office microwave,
as
too. You can just bring in fish.
As
all
long
this stuff.
As it doesn't reek, like whatever Hannah brought in that one time that just smelled horrible.
Oh, so now you
I'm
have a
okay
problem
with
it.
If it smells bad, if it smells good, fair game. Whatever she brought in the last time was so
bad. But see, that's the problem. Yeah, because you don't know. Yeah. You don't know if it's going to smell good or bad.
Yeah.
You got to have
a trial run.
No, I don't
think
so.
And a casserole does not smell
and
good.
It stays
a breakfast casserole?
Yeah, that doesn't
Who
smell
Who doesn't
good?
Like a breakfast casserole? When I bring it in, you are not allowed to have a sliver, a bite. Don't even look at it.
You can't bring it in the studio. The listeners are going to weigh in on this. They're going to make the final decision.
Hannah,
here.
You've already gotten complaints with other people in the building.
People
about
have complained
the smell.
About it.
You are always complaining about Hannah's food.
Yeah.
Yes. This is my point because it's rude. All right. Do you have this problem at the office? Is there a Hannah at your office that's bringing in smelly food, heating it up, and constantly just making other people sick when they're trying to work?
Oh, whatever.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. What's the office etiquette when heating up food? Is Hannah on the verge of doing something rude to the rest of the Brett Mega Show, to the rest of the office, to the rest of the Odyssey community? 855-444-MEGA. When it comes to office etiquette, can you eat stinky foods in the office? Does it have to stay in the break room? Can you bring it back to your cubicle? When we work in a radio studio, do you think it's okay for Hannah to heat up food and then bring it into the studio? We all have to smell it. Or even, I was thinking about this too. The other thing, AB.
Oh, here we go.
Because you had said, as long as it doesn't smell, what if it smells delicious? That could be more rude, actually.
Then I think that's fine.
No, then your mouth waters, and then we don't even get to indulge it. I would actually probably rather it stunk. And then I'd be like, well, I don't even want this. But now I have to smell this delicious, amazing food. And then she just indulges it in front of me.
Well, then maybe
it'll
push you to make your own casserole for the next week.
No, screw that.
We're going to be casseroled up because I know AB's excited.
Yes.
About this.
It's so rude. Well, we'll see what the people have spoken, okay? Julie, do you think this would be considered rude? We're going to let you call the shot here if this is considered rude or not. Final decision here, Julie. Judge Julie.
You all are going to be smelling stinky food. Bye.
Bye. You don't think it's rude.
I'll share the recipe with you, Julie.
When you hired her, it was not in the job description that you can't bring in stinky food.
I feel like
it was good for one, they stink to the other. You all are just going to have to deal.
I can't monitor what everybody else's senses are going to be. And also, I promise you do not want to do a show with me when I'm hangry.
HR everywhere is not going to be doing like job interviews. Like, so what type of food do you like to heat up in the office? That's going to be part of the hiring process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. so you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.